Darrell, I guess the first and foremost thing last night, we saw the election of Barack Obama as President of the United States. For our agriculture producers here, what does this mean for us?
I think in a very big picture kind of way here, the new president will have to determine his senior government jobs fairly quickly now, particularly the Treasury Secretary, who's going to inherit one of the hottest seats in Washington as he's faced with both guiding a $700 billion economic bailout package as well as regulatory reforms needed to prevent a repeat of the current crisis in the financial markets.
Does he have the depth to draw from there?
I think he does. I mean, clearly there are, you know, previous people that have been in those posts and, of course, you know, background support people to draw on. And so, you know, these people will have been determined ahead of time. But we're looking at, you know, a massive financial supervision effort required here by Treasury Department. They have to borrow more than $500 billion in the current October-December quarter alone, and another $368 billion in the first 3 months of the new year. So we're looking at government borrowing needs in the United States for the whole year totaling an unprecedented $1.4 trillion.
A pretty overwhelming number when you think about it, Darrell, but is this going to solve some of the problems we've seen over the last number of months?
Well, it's going to take time to work through the system, so it's not going to happen overnight, and I think that's why it's important that grain producers, livestock producers, understand the implications for this financing on the big picture and how it's going to influence the commodity market as we go through the next year, into the following crop year.
Something I guess we're going to have to watch closely to see how this impacts the markets and where they all head here, Darrell?
Well, first thing I think is the debt issue, and we've talked about that a long time now, Ray, and the cost of money. And so in the short run here, we've got a liquidity crisis, and as everyone knows, we've been lowering interest rates quite aggressively in order to deal with that liquidity. But we've been through these scenarios before, and the next issue that will come along will be a concern then more for inflation. And that will set in motion an increase in rates. We saw that back in the year 2001 when Alan Greenspan was the Treasury Secretary. The Fed held rates at very low levels and kept them there until the recession started to ease, and then rates started to move back up as they started concentrating now on inflation issues. So I think what we're going to see here is that demand in general is going to be much weaker through the entire economy, and that is the major price-making force at the present time.
Until that demand changes, then, interest rates remain down?
Well, the demand pattern, confidence has to come back into the markets, and, you know, confidence now has been badly shattered, so buyers are going to be more cautious about taking positions. Investment houses clearly are not going to be as aggressive about putting funds into the commodity markets like they did over the last 2 years, and so that is a very significant source of demand, which has basically been withdrawn. And we can see that in the open interest figures that comes out of reporting agencies such as the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation.
Darrell, let's also hit on the dollar scenario. We followed that for the last number of weeks where the U.S. dollar was strengthening and the Canadian loonie was dropping. In this past week, we've seen a reverse change in that. A pretty important factor for our grain and oilseed producers to watch right now?
Very important, because the Canadian dollar, of course, is directly linked in the trading arena with the American dollar, and as we mentioned many times on previous market minutes, most grains sold offshore are sold in U.S. dollars. So as the Canadian dollar falls, net returns to producers improve. The sell-off that we had in late September right through the month of October was basically due to people wanting a safe haven for funds while stock markets were very, very unstable. So money moved to the United States as it is perceived as the safest place to park funds until things settle down, and that dropped our Canadian dollar very hard. That set up a great opportunity for people that are exporting grains and whatnot to book some currency, Ray, and lock in those values. And we went all the way down to about 77.50, and once the major event was over, or not over, but the crowd kind of had settled down a little bit, and moving that money around, we popped right back up to 86 and change here as we speak today.
So with that increase in value, again, almost a 10-9 cent bump for producers, it meant a change in our value of our grains here?
Absolutely. If you go to the wheat board's producer price contracts, we had a market low in Minneapolis wheat, which those contracts are based off of here maybe about a week and a half ago. And when I look at the values at that time compared to now, the American wheat market improved roughly about 45 some cents a bushel, but our Canadian equivalent moved only up about 20 cents a bushel, and almost all of that was due to the currency moving back up again quite sharply.
So this is something, another marketing strategy producers need to keep in mind, is hedging that currency?
Absolutely, as they should be tallying up, you know, their total dollar amounts of inventory when they set their marketing plans, and then look at what the current rate to exchange rate is. And it could be as simple as issue is booking a block of dollars with the bank. You don't have to do this on exchanges if you don't want to, but simply put a book of currency on it with the bank, and then you know where you're at with that money as you go through the marketing year.
Daryl, finally, one of the things hearing out there is that with the softer market, basis levels are starting to narrow. Are they coming back quite a bit now?
Well, the basis levels have tightened quite considerably as futures markets have dropped, right? And that's a normal pattern. When markets are in a bullish mode, the basis levels widen, and vice versa when they go down. We had canola basis levels in excess of $70 a ton this summer when markets peaked. And we're getting closer now to, in most locations, more of a 30-under number. A select locations even as low as a 20-under number. So that's a major improvement on the basis. Canola market going straight sideways over the past month here. I think it's a real good opportunity for producers to determine a delivery location and fix a basis for that product. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.